you and bless you again for this time you've given us. And Lord, we want to thank you again for all that have gathered here. They're all interested in hearing from thee. And Lord, we just want to thank you for your word. We thank thee for our brother Eric, Lord, and we just pray that thou would bless us during this time that we have. Teach us from thy word, Lord, that the Spirit of God might work in the hearts of those that are not believers yet, that they might come even today to confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We give thee thanks in his precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're studying in the Gospel of John, and we are chapter 8, and we have come to verse 12.
那我们现在翻开圣经，约翰福音的八章啊，我们今天从十二节开始往下看。
Now this is a verse you probably have memorized.
就这是一节经文呢，也许我们都可以把它背下来。
Let's read it. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Now you remember that this verse is actually set within a context in the scriptures.
我们知道这节经文是有上下文的。
The context is a woman that was caught in adultery.
那是一个故事之后，这个故事是一个妇人的行淫被抓。
Now, in some versions, they say that that portion of scripture about the woman is not really in the Bible.
我们上次解释了啊，那有一些的圣经学者，甚至有些的圣经版本呢，认为这个故事不在原文里面。
Because it wasn't found in some of the older versions of the Bible.
因为呢，少部分的老古时候老版本的圣经里面是没有这两段经文的。
But some of those versions that didn't have it in had a gap that was empty, as though it was meant to be in there.
所以但有一些很有意，没有把这个行淫被抓的妇人放在里面的，他在这一段上面留白了，留空了。
And many older manuscripts had that in there.
但是呢，大部分的旧版老的手抄本啊，最初代的那些手抄本都是有这一段的。
And many of the church fathers, the first great Bible teachers, they comment on that as though it's from the Word of God.
而且呢，初代教会的那些老圣徒们，也都引用了这一段的话，说明他们是接纳这段话的。
Now Augustine, a very famous name, wrote something that gives us a clue as to why some of those versions did not include it in their manuscripts.
那初代教父里面很有名的一个叫奥古斯丁啊，那他写过一段关于这个事情的评论啊，就给了我们一些线索，为什么会有争议？那这一段话有人不想留在圣经里。
He wrote that some of the early by Christian leaders thought that story would allow people to be bad morally.
所以这是因为呢，初代的有一些的基督徒呢，他们认为哦，这段话留下来啊，会纵使或纵容一些人呢道德上的败坏。
The Lord does not condemn that woman for her actions.
因为呢，耶稣饶恕了那个妇人啊，并没有因为这个妇人的败坏的道德而惩罚她。
So Augustine said that's why they did not include it because they thought that it might cause lax morality.
所以奥古斯丁说呢， 就是因为这个原因，所以大家担心这段话放这儿呢会导致道德的松懈，所以大家就不敢放了。
But we included in our Bibles.
但是我们知道我们的圣经里都是这段话是在里面的。
Because today I think we recognize the grace of God.
因为当我们明白神的恩典的时候，我们就明白这段话是出于神的，这个故事也是出于神的。
Now last week we looked at the story of the woman taken in adultery.
那上一周呢，我们详细分享了这个故事。
And we see that this verse here would be would not make much sense without that story to illustrate it.
因为我们知道，若没有这一个故事在前面呢，后面的那个耶稣的很多，就是八章里的讲道就不是那么连贯合理的。
So today, what we'd like to do, we'd like to look at this one verse.Mainly concentrate on this one verse this morning, the first half of our morning.
那我们今天的前半段呢，第一个小时我们主要想来看这一十二节哈，详细查考这十二节。
And so what we have here then in verse 12, the woman has gone.
那我们在知道啊，十二节这里呢，故事的走到哪了，就是那个妇人已经离开了。
Of course, all the scribes and Pharisees, they had gone out before.
因为前面的定他罪的法利赛人呢，文士啊，他们也先已经走了。
The Lord Jesus said to her, "Go now and leave your life of sin."
所以耶稣就叮嘱这妇人说呢，你去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And so she leaves.
所以她也走了。
And now Jesus is left.
现在耶稣自己站在那。
And there are.A crowd of people still there.
还有一群人，就是一直在看着这件事情的众人也在那。
And now he gives them some teaching about himself.
所以耶稣就开始站在那呢，要给这些众人有一些教导。
And we're going to examine this verse in the light of what has just taken place.
然后我们来看这个经文里讲到的，它是光哈，就刚刚我们读到的。
It says he spoke again to the people.That were gathered there that day.
他说他又对众人说，就那天聚集的众人。
And he says, "I am the light of the world."
他说我是世界的光。
What a remarkable statement!
啊，这是一个多么与众不同的表述啊。
He says, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Now, the Pharisees, there were some Pharisees there among the crowd.
法利赛人啊，就那里呢，还是会剩一些法利赛人的。
In verse 13, they challenged this statement of his.
因为在十三节里，他这些法利赛人就挑战那个耶稣的这个话。
Now, it's interesting to see, they didn't challenge him because they didn't understand what he meant.
因为他们并没有挑战耶稣自己，因为他不知道耶稣在说什么。
What they were doing was challenging his authority for saying that.
他们挑战的其实就耶稣的权柄，就耶稣凭什么这么说。
They said the Pharisees challenged him, verse 13, Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid.
他说你是为自己做见证，你的见证就不真。
So they're not contesting, they're not challenging his statement. They're challenging his authority for making that statement.
所以他们不是说在挑战耶稣所说的这个话本身，而是在挑战的耶稣凭什么？你有什么资格来讲这个话？
Because they understood what he was talking about.
因为他们能理解耶稣说这个话的意思是什么。
But they weren't willing to receive it.
但他们不想承认耶稣有力 有权柄能说这个话。
So they say you don't have the authority to say what you're saying.
所以他们就说呢，你凭什么呢？你自己做见证，给自己做见证。
Because the Old Testament is full of the fact that God is light.
因为整个旧约里哈，一直在说神就是光。
God searches the hearts.
神在探查人心呢。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, for example.
比方说呢，我们往前翻看一些的经文，比如说诗篇。
Psalm 36.
诗篇的三十六。
Psalm 36 and verse 9.
36章9节914页旧约。诗篇36章9节。
Here the psalmist David.
这个的诗篇的作者呢是大卫啊。
He says, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light.
因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中，我们必得见光。
That's what the great prophet David.Said concerning the Lord that the Lord is light. In your light we see light.
这就是大先知大卫啊，他指着神说的预言啊。他说，在你的光里面，我们必能够看见光。
And so that statement, you could say the Lord Jesus had fulfilled that. He was saying that he fulfilled this scripture.
所以耶稣自己呢，就完成了这个预言了，就完成了这个经文指着他说的。
He says, I am the light.
他说我就是光。
And he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必有生命的光。
And so, there in verse 9 of the Psalm 36, life and light are linked together.
所以在36篇的诗篇36篇9节里，你会看见两样东西是连在一起的，生命和光。
And...In the Lord's statement in John chapter 8, life and light are linked together.
所以在耶稣约翰福音八章这个故事最后他讲的那句话里面，他也把光和生命连在一起了。
He who follows me will have the light of life.
那他跟那些跟从我的就会得着生命。
Look at the Psalm 56.
那我们再看一些诗篇。
And I only have chosen just a couple.
诗篇56
Psalm 56
我只是选了一些啊，不多的一些
And verse 13
56的13节935页诗篇56 13节
For you have delivered me from death my feet from stumbling that I may walk before God in the light of life
因为你救我的命脱离死亡你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒使我在生命光中行在神面前吗
Doesn't that echo the statement of the Lord Jesus?
那这个是不是又回应了耶稣在八章里面那个表述呢
Walking in the light of life
在神的光中而行
And what he's in John chapter 8 he says you'll walk in the light of life
对那个约翰福音八章也是这么说的你要行在神的光中
AndSo that the Lord Jesus is claiming then to be the light, God Himself in this statement.
所以耶稣讲这个话，其实就已经很清楚地表述出来，他就是那从上而来的神的光，他就是神。
Now, one more in Psalm 27.
我们再看一节诗篇的二十七。
Psalm 27, verse 1.
二十七的一。诗篇二十七一九百零三页。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. That could be the statement of that woman that day.
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。所以这样的一句话哈，完全可以是那天这个行淫的妇人最后被赦免的时候她的祷告。
And we'll look a little more at that as we progress along here. But I want to talk generally about light.
那我们先比较大宽泛的来看一看这个光这个概念。
Light expresses reality.
光起到个什么作用呢？它显明事实啊。
It exposes what's real.
因为它使一些真实的本相的东西呢显出来。
Sometimes in the darkness, you may not get a clear view of something.
有的时候在黑暗的时候我们是看不清楚就不知道本来的情形到底是怎样
and then you turn on a light and then you can see what you are looking at clearly
这时候你把灯打开你就能够清楚地看见情形是怎么样
and that's so in nature isn't it
这个是非常自然的对不对
the sun is our light, our natural light.
就像太阳啊，就是我们的自然光一样。
And the Son of God is our spiritual light.
然后神的圣子就是我们属灵的光。
And just as the sunlight exposes reality, what's real, so the Son of God exposes what is real.
就像太阳光能够照亮黑暗，知道让我们知道真实的事实情形是怎么样。圣子啊，就照亮我们的里面，照亮我们的灵，知道我们真实的属灵的情况是怎么样。
Now Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说我是世上的光。
But he's not with us anymore, is he?
但他现在不跟我们在一起了，对不对？
How does God now search with his light?
那神现在怎么样借着他的光来照亮我们呢？
How does he look into our hearts?
那他怎么样看进我们的心呢？
By the word of God, is it not?
就是借着神的话，不是吗？
The word of God by the Spirit of God.
以及神的灵。
The Spirit of Christ.
就是耶稣的灵。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
那看一下希伯来书的四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12.
四章的十二节。
We read that verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll penetrate even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵，骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的意念、思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
So this word of God then penetrates, just as the Lord Jesus, as the light of the world, his word penetrated the hearts of those Pharisees and scribes.
所以就像神耶稣的话在那个 当口，他的话就像刀剑一样穿入这个法利赛人和文士的心一样，今天呢，神的话也一样，照明我们里面的情形。
And so sharp is that word that it can penetrate to the very heart of man.
所以这个神的话如此的锐利啊，它能够进到直人心。
Who can separate the soul and the spirit?
谁能把魂和灵能分得开呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Modern psychology and psychiatry, they are totally dull instruments to do this work.
Dull
instruments to penetrate between soul and spirit. Psychiatry, all that man knows of psychology and psychiatry, they cannot penetrate, they cannot separate between what is of the soul and what is of the spirit.
Okay.就今天的心理学也好，哲学也好，他们都尝试了，但是他们都做不到，就是他没有办法把人的魂和灵啊这两个分开啊。
A surgeon cannot do a surgery using a block of wood.
就像一个医生啊，他不能用一块木头来动手术一样。
The surgeon must have the sharpest of instruments.
他必须要用最锐利的工具，就是那手术刀来剖开。
One that can separate between the nerves and the blood vessels and without doing any further damage.
那比方说那个如此锐利的，他能把血管啊或者神经啊能够分别开来，能不造成损失。
And so psychiatry.And psychology, they are very blunt, dull instruments to penetrate to the very heart of man.
所以，心理学也好啊，那哲学也好，就它没有办法，它是一个很钝的，就像那个木头一样，它是很钝的工具，它不能够做到把人的里面的心思意念分开。
They deal with symptoms more than with the attitude, with the very motions of the will in the heart.
所以这样的人的科学呢，它只是处理那些现象啊，就是人已经有的表现出来的现象，它不能够往里看，看人的动机。
But the word of God can penetrate right to divide between that which is of the soul and that which is of the spirit.
那神的话却可以做到，它能够直指人心啊，让你知道这是从你的魂里出来的，那个是从你的灵里出来的。
Now you know that the soul and the body, the separation there is when a person dies.
你知道魂和身体的分开啊，当人死的时候就分开了。
But the soul is the immaterial part of man, and the body is the material part.
那我们可以简单这么来分啊，那身体呢是人的物质的部分啊，那魂是人的那个非物质的那个部分。
When the spirit and soul leave a man or a woman, that person is dead.
所以当人的灵魂 当人的灵魂离开这个身体的时候呢，这个身体就死了。
It's easy to see.
啊，这是非常容易看见的，是非常好理解的。
We're left with the body, the physical evidence, but where is the soul and the spirit.
所以我们有物理的证据啊，当人死的时候这个身体是留在这的，那他的灵魂到哪去了呢？
An even more difficult question.
那还有一个更困难的问题。
How you divide between the soul and the spirit?
那你怎么样把我们刚才讲的灵魂，灵和魂分开呢？
In all the literature that you read of psychology and sociology and psychiatry, they use the soul and the spirit kind of interchangeably.
所以我们绝大部分读到的关于心理的就是人的这个著作呢，基本上把这两个词是混用的，是放在一起的。
But the Bible says that we are made up of spirit, first of all, soul, secondly, and body, thirdly.
但圣经告诉我们，我们是先是灵，然后呢，在这个基础上才有魂。最后才是身体。
Now the body we understand.
身体我们是非常好理解。
And the spirit, that comes from God. Man has a spirit from God.
那灵呢是从神的来的，我们的灵都是从神来的。
But to join the spirit with the material requires the soul.
那是要把这两个连起来呢，当中就需要魂了。
It is a kind of combining or binding force.
这有点像呢，把它绑起来的这个力量啊。
It's how the spirit expresses itself in the material.
Yeah.
It's how the spirit expresses itself in the material realm.
Yeah, 这就是就是灵啊，如何表达他自己啊。
But how then do you divide between that which is of the emotions and the intellect and the will? Where do you divide that?
那你怎么样把它分开呢？就是你的意心、理智、意志和情感啊。
Now, the Word of God says that man is dead spiritually to God.
神的话告诉我们呢，我们是在灵里啊，是向神是死的。
It doesn't mean to say that his spirit is dead. The spirit is alive, but it's the life, that life is cut off from God's spirit because of sin.
他并不说我们的人的灵是没有的，他只是说呢，我们的灵呢，在不认识神之前，跟神的连接是断的。
And that spirit then, the Bible says, Paul says, we are dead in our trespasses and sins.
所以神保罗在圣经里说呢，我们在罪恶过犯里哈是死的，是我们与神隔绝的。
And when someone is born again of the Spirit of God, they receive God's Spirit, which revives their spirit.
所以当一个人在神的话语里啊重生得救了，我接受耶稣基督的救恩的时候呢，他里面的灵就在圣灵里哈 重复活了。
And but the person that is a non-believer, they are ruled by their souls.
所以对于一个不信的人来说，他是什么来引主导他的行为呢？是他的魂在主导他的行为。
That's why the scriptures talk about a sensual life, a soulish life, a natural life, a carnal life.
这就是圣经里一直讲的，一个属血气的生命，属肉体的生命。那这样的生命的一个主导的那个载体就是什么？就是魂，就是你里面的心思意念，你的理智情感。
The spirits.They're controlled by the god of this world, the devil.
那他们的灵呢，是卖给了这个世界的王的，就是魔鬼。
And their physical life is controlled by their soulish desires.
那他们的属肉体的生命呢，是被这个属魂的这个欲望啊所控制的，就是肉体是听从他的魂的。
But you see, it's very difficult to separate.That which motivates and that which carries that out is the soul, the spirit and the soul.
所以把灵和魂区别开来啊，其实是非常难的。
But the word of God can do that.
但神的话可以。
When were you convicted of your sin? The spirit of God came into your life.
所以当你被证明了，就是你自己里面确证知道你是个罪人的时候呢，神的灵就进来了。
You, there was then an awakening. Light actually came into your soul.
然后这个时候，你里面就醒过来了，你的灵跟神接起来了，然后你整个里面的心啊就被照亮了，像灯点亮了一样，你的灵、你的魂也被照亮了。
And awaken a need for salvation.
然后呢，就有了一个需要哈、啊，对救恩的需要。
And so what we read in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, that the word of God can judge the thoughts and the attitudes, that is the very motives of our hearts, the reason we make a choice, not just the choice, but the reason we do make the choice.
所以连心中的心思和主意都能明白哈，这个其实就代表什么？就代表我里面的那个动力、那个动机啊，他都能辨明。
He says in verse 13, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of God.
他说，并且没有被造的，没有一样不在他面前显然的。万物都是在他面前赤裸敞开。
That's what happened in the temple courtyard that day.
这就是在那天的圣殿的里面啊发生的事情。
The Pharisees' hearts were laid bare. The Lord had penetrated their hearts with a question.
所以那一天法利赛人的心呢、啊、就被耶稣的话呢所剖开了，就让他们自己，让别人都能看见。
Jesus is the Word of God incarnate.
因为耶稣是神的道啊，在肉身里显明出来。
The Word made flesh.
道成肉身。
Now if the written Word can penetrate our hearts, think of what the Lord Jesus could do.
所以你想，一个写下来的话哈，都能够有这样的效果，能够抛开我们的心思意念，一个活出来的耶稣，这个活的道，那能做的力量就更大了。
Remember they dragged this poor woman in front of everybody.
你想一想，这些人拉着这可怜的妇人到众人面前来。
She was exposed. Her sin was exposed to the whole public.
她的罪啊，向所有的众人，就向大家。显明了。
She didn't need to be exposed. She was exposed.
所以她不需要说我要显明啊，她已经被显明了。
But those very accusers of her, they had their hearts closed up, and they thought nobody could see into their hearts with their fine robes and their important positions, their reputations, They thought that no one could see them.
但你想一想，把他拉到众人面前去的那些法利赛人，他们刚好是另外一个极端，他们把所有他们里面的肮脏的心思意念，就像一团脏水一样，他藏在里面的。然后他外面是什么呢？外面是华丽的长袍，是他高贵的身份，是众人尊敬他的地位，但是他里面却人看不见的，他里面是极其脏的。
And so they bring her and they say to her, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery."
他们就把这个妇人拉到耶稣面前呢，就说：“你看，夫子，老师，这个人是被行淫被抓的。”
This wasn't suspicion. This was they had witnesses.
这个不是怀疑，是我们已经看见了。
And they said, "In Moses in the law commanded us to stone." People who commit adultery.
说摩西呢，在他的律法里告诉我们，那这样的人是要被石头打死的。
What do you say?
他说你怎么说呢
？So, the Lord Jesus, he doesn't do anything.
那耶稣呢，什么也没有做。
He lets their question go around in their hearts for a little while.
他让他们的问题啊，耶稣安静了一下，让他们的问题在每个人的心里走了一圈。大家其实都会思想这个事情。
You see, they had thought they had a good plan how they might trap him.
因为呢，法利赛人他有一个很好的计划，想要设个陷阱让耶稣掉进去。
Their purpose was not to get justice.
他们的目的不是说他要伸张公义。
To carry out the law of God.
而是要也不是说他要去执行神的律法。
This woman was just a, she was just a pawn. She was just a figurehead in their plot. They didn't care for her one bit.
所以这些人其实这些法利赛人根本不在乎那个妇人怎么样，这妇人只是个工具，就是他们用来设陷耶稣的工具。
Nor did they care about God's law, really.
他们其实根本不在乎神的律法。
So the Lord Jesus does nothing.
耶稣什么也没有做。
He looks down to the ground. He's sitting already. He sits and he begins to write in the ground.
所以他本来是站在那，他就在地上写字，他还在那地上写字，他没说什么。
He's giving them an opportunity.
他给了他们一个机会啊。
To think about what they're doing.
给了每一个人一个机会，在想他们在怎么看这件事，他们在做什么。
And they begin to press him for an answer.
然后那些法利赛人呢，在这个情形下就开始逼迫耶稣，你要回答。
So finally he lifts himself up and he looks at one another, each one.
所以最终呢，他抬起头来，他看着每一个人。
And very softly he says this. He.That's without sin. You cast the first stone.
然后很柔和的他说呢，你们谁没有罪呢？先扔一块石头。
That word then penetrates their hearts.
这个话哈，就直刺入了每一个人的心呢。
Now as the question, he who is without sin.That question would go into their hearts.
所以他说，你们谁没有罪？就这句话呢，就会进到每一个法利赛人里面心。
They had covered up all their actions in the past. They justified everything that they did in front of each other, but they could not justify it before the light of the world.
这些法利赛人的特点是他们。遮盖了他们一切的脏事，他们在人前呢表现的都特别的光明和良善，但是这样的情形他是瞒不过神的，所以在真正的光面前呢，他是全部会照显明出来的。
Now, if any ordinary person would have asked them if they were guilty of sin, they would have said, "Of course not."
如果任何一个普通人站在那。说你们是不是你们哪个有罪的先人他们肯定不会认因为
But they were standing.
对，因为他们并不是站在普通人的面前。
But they were standing before the true light.
因为他们是站在那真光的面前，是站在耶稣面前。
Chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9.
我们看约翰福音的一章的八节和九节。如果他们若是站在普通的一个罪人面前，他们会狡辩的。
The writer here is referring to John the Baptist in verse 8. He himself was not the light. That is John the Baptist. Remember, he was calling the nation to repentance to prepare them for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以他不是那真光，他不就是说施洗约翰不是那真光哈，但是真光是耶稣，是照亮一切在世上的人。
Now he had a very powerful message.
所以耶稣是有个非常强的信息的。
And ministry.
和讲的道。
But he said, it says here, he came only as a witness to the light. And that light was the true light, verse 9, that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
对，我刚才说的不是耶稣，是指施洗约翰。施洗约翰他的信息很强，但是即使这样的，但他还不是那个真光，他只是为真光做见证的。
So the prophets, Peter compares the prophets in his epistle to they were little lamps, little lights that gave a little bit of illumination for a short distance.
所以彼得呢在这里是讲到，就是这就像一个一个小光，一个小的灯一样，就照亮一点点的地方的人。
And we have little lamps that we use at night to illuminate a certain area.
就像我们一个小的灯啊，照每晚上我们拿着的时候只能照亮我们身边一点点地方。
But when the sun comes forth and blazes, we don't need these little lamps anymore.
但是呢，当太阳照出来的时候，我们这样的小灯就不需要了。
And the Lord Jesus, he says, was the true light.
耶稣就是那真光。
All the prophets had their little lights and gave a little bit of information about God. But when Jesus came, he completely revealed God.
所以每一个先知，他们都像一盏小灯，他总是能照亮一点点地方，但是他不是那真光。真光来的时候，它是会照亮去，就不要这种小光，不要施洗约翰这样光。
And wherever he went, he exposed the thoughts and the hearts of everyone around him.
那这个是指属灵的比喻啊，所以耶稣就是那真光，就是属灵的真光，他只随便到哪里去，就不需要在那些这个小光，也根本你其他的黑暗就不能再隐藏，都显明。
Now when the light comes.There's an option that a person has.
但是当光真光来的时候呢，人会面临一个选择。
Turn to chapter 3.
我们来约翰福音的三章。
Of John's Gospel again, John chapter 3.
人面对真光是需要做选择的哈，约翰福音的三章。
And verse 19.
三章的十九节。
This is the verdict, or this is.The judgment.
这就是审判了啊！审判就是从十九节来定的。
Light has come into the world.
光来到世间。
But men love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil.
世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
那定他们的罪就在此啊！凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
That was the Pharisees that day.
这就是那一天的法利赛人的样子，就是这样。
They could not pick up a stone to stone that woman.
他们没有办法捡起一块石头来打那个妇人。
Their sins in the past that they had hidden for so long now began to come up in their mind's eye.
所以，法利赛人在那一句话里啊，在耶稣的这句话里，他们 他们的罪就完全在他们里面，他都想起来了，他都显明。
He had asked them. He said, "You who were without sin, you first cast a stone."
因为耶稣说，你们谁没有罪，就先扔。
Then he started to write in the earth again.
然后耶稣又弯下腰继续在写字。
Now what he wrote is not important.
他写什么不重要。
It was what was being written in their hearts was the most important thing.
但是呢，这样的一个比喻啊，就让他们想起神在每一个人心里写的那个良心和律法，那个是最重要的。
They were in the light now, and were they willing to let it be exposed?
那现在他们看见那真光了，那法利赛人要做个选择，他希望被照亮，但是他选择躲避。
One by one, they began to go out.
他们选择躲避，他们一个一个的都离开了。
The oldest sinner first.
就是年从老到少啊，一个个都走。
The one with the most reputation to hide went out first.
就是年老的，就是大家越尊重的，地位越高的，人眼里更好的，他想反而先要离开，因为他要更要躲藏。
And those men, they went out into darkness.
但是那些人呢，这些法利赛人他们是在黑暗中离开的，很可惜。
They hid their sins from others, but they could not hide them from God.
他们把他们的罪呢向众人向世人隐藏，但是他不能向神隐藏。
And into the darkness they remained.
但是看见真光以后，他们选择扭头就走啊，就回到了黑暗里。
But the woman, the Lord Jesus,The woman just stood there.
但是那妇人还站在那。
What had she to hide?
她要隐藏什么呢？
All her sins were exposed.
没什么好隐藏的，全都露出来，全都显明了。
Nothing to hide.
没有什么好隐藏的。
They're all brought out into the light.
也完全显在光中了。
You know, that's like us too, isn't it?
这就像我们一样，对不对？
There's a sense in which, you know, before God, who knows everything, there's nothing hidden from His eyes. We're exposed before Him.
就像我们在神面前，其实没有什么他不知道的。我们所有隐藏的事，他都知道。
What should be our attitude?
那我们的态度应该是怎么样的？
It's no good hiding and going out into the darkness.
这个是没有意义的。你再一扭头到黑暗里，你好像把它藏起来，这是没有意义的。
And to be lost forever.
那而且呢，那样会永恒就失丧了。
That woman wasn't willing to do that. She could have gone.
那个妇人她并不想那么做，她也可以离开，她也可以像那法利赛那样一扭头就走。
Those that had dragged her there that day, they'd all gone.
因为那些把她抓到当场来的那些人，一个个都已经离开了。
There was no one holding her there.
她那妇人在那等那些人走了以后，那妇人就没有理由，或者说她不是说必须待在那里的。
What kept her there?
那是什么让那个妇人还待在当中呢？
What had she to lose to stay? She had nothing to lose.
她留下她会损失什么吗？他其实没什么可算。
She had everything to gain.
他剩下要全是要得的。
She saw something else.
因为他看见了不同的东西。
When she was brought before them, she had a chance to study their hard faces.
当妇人被抓到当场的时候呢，妇人看见的都是一些非常狰狞的脸啊。
Come along here, you.Sinner, they would say.
你这个罪人，赶紧过来吧。
And then, she could see the face of the man that they were bringing her to, her judge.
紧跟着他能够在这个时刻，他能看见另外一张脸，那张脸呢是真正审判者的脸。
Had she ever seen a more kind?And compassionate and loving face.
他有见过比这更和蔼、更有爱的脸吗？
When all the eyes of her accusers were on her, his eyes were not at all on her at all. They were on the ground.
所以当每一个人带着那定罪的心，狰狞的脸，怒目注视着妇人的时候呢，这审判者的眼睛其实在地上的。
Did she know that that man was the only one worthy to throw a stone?
这个妇人难道不知道，他面前的这个人，这个审判者才是唯一有资格去扔石头的
？He was without sin.
因为他是那个没有罪的。
He came to fulfill Moses' law.
他是来完成摩西律法的。
But he came to fulfill it not by carrying it out on others, but to fulfill it in his own life.
耶稣来完成摩西律法，并不是用扔石头定别人罪的方式完成的，而是让这个律法的审判行在自己的身上。
And so he would fulfill that in his own life to the glory of God the Father.
他完成了神的律法，来荣耀神的名啊。
Had she heard his preaching?
这个妇人有没有听过耶稣的讲道呢？
Every day, from morning till evening, he had been preaching in the temple. Every day.
因为每天早晨到晚上，在过去的一周里，他一直都在圣殿讲道。
It was the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the teacher that was on the lips of all the hearers.
在那一段时间里的耶路撒冷人，每个人都知道有一个夫子，他的名字叫拿撒勒人耶稣啊，他的道是在每个人的嘴上。
Earlier, people were asking, looking for him. Is he going to come up to the feast? They said.
早先的时候，大家都会问，哎，他会不会来这个盛宴呢？会不会来这祝棚节
？He was the most popular name. She would have heard of him.
他可是耶稣，可是在当时那一段时间里最最出名的人啊，所以这个妇人一定是知道他的。
She must have heard something about the teaching that he gave.
妇人一定是听过。关于耶稣所讲的道的。
Had she heard him the day before, cry out in the temple, "If anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink"?
妇人有没有听过就在这之前一天呢？祝棚节最后一天，那节期的最大的日子啊，耶稣站起来高声说：“凡饥渴的，都到我这里来，是白白的得水喝。
”It would be strange if she had never heard of him.
所以如果这个妇人完全没听过耶稣呢，会倒是反而比较奇怪了。
Jerusalem was not a very big place.
因为耶路撒冷不是什么太大的地方。
And they were living together for that whole week, all the pilgrims that had come for the feast.
而且呢，所有的过来过节的犹太人呢，都是住在棚里所以都住得很近。
And so when she saw that beautiful face,
当这个妇人亲自看见这和蔼的脸的时候
，Not one bit of judgment in his look，
在耶稣的脸上看不出任何想要定他罪的审判的意思。
She knew this was a place of mercy，
所以这妇人就明白这是施恩典的人。
She wasn't going to leave the side of the Savior，
所以这妇人她是不会走的。当她看见那救赎主的时候，她就不会走。
She stands patiently.
他就安静地站在当中。
Till he speaks to her.
来等候着救赎主跟他说话。
Where are your accusers?
然后这救赎主说呢，耶稣说，那些定你罪的人在哪里呢？
They've all gone, Lord.
然后这妇人说，他们都走了，主啊。
I don't condemn you either.
然后他说呢，我也不定你的罪。
You go and don't sin anymore.
他说你走吧，不要再犯罪了。
So,She understood then the purpose of his coming that he said in John talks about in John chapter 3 and verse 17.
我们看一下三章十七节哈，约翰福音三章十七节，这就是耶稣来的目的了。
He said, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world."Through him,
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
There she sat with, or there she stood with all her sins exposed, And all she could wait for was his salvation.
所以这个妇人呢，在那一天呢，她所有的罪全显明了。所以这个时候呢，她里面只有一个需要，就是救赎、赦免。
The light that had shone into the hearts of those Pharisees, and they had hurried away to hide what it exposed, had shone into her heart with a different result.
所以同样的一个光，那天也照进了法利赛人的心里。法利赛人的选择是我躲。我继续的隐藏，然后让世人看见我是一个好人。同样的这个光呢，那天照在了妇人的心里呢，却给了他怜悯赦免的恩典啊，让他做了特别重要的选择，跟随耶稣。他要这个赦免，要这个怜悯。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6。
我们看哥林多后书的四章六节。
For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书啊，不是前书，后书，灵后的四章六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Now let's put it in the context because it fits beautifully of that woman that day.
我们就把这一节经文放在那个妇人那一天的那个场景里，是完全的契合。
God's light shone into the heart of that woman standing beside him that day.
神的光啊，照进那个妇人。那天站在当中被人定罪的妇人心里。
And she saw in his face the knowledge of the glory of God.
然后呢，这个妇人看见在耶稣的脸上显出来神荣耀的光。
And she received that day the salvation that comes through the grace of God to a repentant sinner.
所以妇人那一天她就接受了那光，那借着神的恩典和人的悔改进到人心里的救恩。
From being trapped by her accusers and trapped by the law, his one word of go, she is freed.
所以这个妇人在当时她是被抓住的。是被一群定罪的人抓住的，但是呢，借着耶稣一句话，你走吧，他就变得自由了。
Would she understand that he was going to the cross to pay for her sins?
这个妇人能理解耶稣之后，很快要上十字架，为他们，为我们所有的罪付代价吗？
And thereby satisfy God's righteous judgments against sin.
那因着十字架的救赎，他要满足神审判因着罪而来的审判公义的要求。
So that he can say to her and to us, neither do I condemn you.
正是因为耶稣付上这代价，他才能够有这样的资格说，啊，我也不定你的罪。
That tells me, the Lord Jesus' words to her tells me.That in her heart she had already come and believed in him.
所以耶稣的这个话哈，其实告诉我们在这个妇人的心里啊，她已经相信并接受这样赦罪的恩典。
So she's free from the past.
她是在她过去妇人在她过去一切的罪上得赦免。
That gives her an open future.
给了她一个重新开始的未来。
Free to be able to follow him.
能够得到自由，在自由里跟随神，跟随耶稣。
In the light of life，
那就是生命的光了。
Chapter 3:21。
我们再翻回去啊，看三章的二十一节，约翰福音三章二十一节。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he or she has done has been done through God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
That was the case that day with that woman.
这就是那一天站在当场这个妇人的情形。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说呢，我是这世上的光。
Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
那一切信靠我的、跟随我的，就不在黑暗中行。必要接受真理的光。
She got her life back.
因为这妇人就得着了生命。
And her life now was bound up with following the Lord Jesus.
但这样的生命在那一刻开始就已经与耶稣基督紧紧相连了。
Another disciple.
这是神另外一个门徒了。
I think we'll take a break if Jeet doesn't have. Jeet, have you got something in there?
Well, it's a very interesting topic, the life and the light, and it's a very deep topic as well. And I've been kind of studying it too. I was going to prepare a message on that on Tuesday evening for our prayer meeting. But it's a very interesting topic, and the way that God, in the beginning when God created the world, the heavens and the earth, He said, "Let there be light." And you know, we need light for our eyes to see things. But we also need the spiritual light to see what the God had, the knowledge of God. And that we can't see with our physical eyes. So, you know, the Lord says, be sure your sins will find you out. And the only way your sins will find you out is when the light shines in your heart and exposes that. Like this woman was exposed physically.
所以呢，这个话题啊是比较深的啊，这个也是非常重要的。那就说呢，就像一开始，神说要有光的时候呢，这个是指着地上的有形的光。我们若没有光呢，我们其实什么都是看不见。但同样的道理呢，我们灵里若没有光呢，我们也是眼瞎的，也是在黑暗中，什么都是看不见的。
And you know something, a sin is something that the world today, especially, because people seem to be in a modern age, and it seems to be a good life wherever you go. But this day and age, people think nothing of sin. They think it's nothing. It's just normal. It just everybody does it, so it's okay.
但是罪呢，在这个世界上啊，却如此的盛行，就是大家以至于到一个程度，觉得这是正常的。就是他虽然是在黑暗中，但他以为这是正常，每个人都是这么做的。
But you know when a drywaller, like the walls here, you can see they put drywall on there, right? All the walls are made out of drywall.
就像这个墙啊，我们都是用那种石膏板做起来的。
And the drywallers tape it and mud it and they make it nice and smooth. You can't see where the joints are, and with the eye we can't see that. At the end, before the painting is done, they get a big spotlight, and they go through every inch of the wall, make sure there's no imperfections before they paint it.
所以在这些的墙啊，石膏板做的时候呢，它是一块板一块板会接起来的，接起来当中都有缝的。那你现在看不见为什么呢？因为它面上要涂东西啊，然后呢，这是油漆工要做的事情。但油漆工做完的时候呢，他会做一件事情，他会拿一个大光去照，就是全部照一遍，照什么呢？就看有没有缝，有没有洞。它是有瑕疵的。
And it's the same thing when God shines His light into us, it shows us how short we fall from the perfection that He made us.
一样的，当神大光照进我们的里面的时候，我们就能够知道，哦，我们是多么的亏缺神的荣耀啊！我们在最终是多么的败坏。
You know all these laws that God has given us in the Bible, He knows.That we can't keep all these laws.
所以圣经里给出来的所有神的律法，就让我们知道，我们是做不到的，我们根本离神的要求太远了。
So why does He give us these laws when He knows we can't keep them?
那既然他知道我们做不到，他为什么要颁这些律法呢
？Okay, He gives these laws to us to show us how far we are from perfection.
他告诉我们，他借着律法告诉我们，我们离他的要求是有多远呢
？You know, when God created us, we're created so that we won't think wrong. Our thinking would be right all the time. There would be nothing in our mind and in our hearts that would be wrong. We would not think wrong. We would, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 神造我们，他不是让我们去， 犯罪的，所以我们在思想的我们本意哈、啊，就像我们立志行善由得我，我们思想的时候，我们是不会去想说不好的事的。
We think that if we get angry with somebody, we want to kill them, but we don't kill them, but we're just thinking about it in our minds and in our hearts, that we're okay because we didn't kill them, we didn't murder them. But God says it's the same thing as murdering them. So look at the way God looks at things.
对，但是呢，我们人里面呢，是会有恶念的哈。那比方说呢，是我生气了，我对一个人，然后呢，我到一个程度，我甚至想杀他，但是我没有杀他。那这样的念头呢，在神眼里就是罪。
So when we think of how far we are from God, and how the love of Christ in His heart, He came down to bring that closeness back together. And now we are children of God, we are sons of God. And when we commit a sin, we're still not perfect. When we commit a sin against God, He will deal with that sin as a father deals with a son or a daughter that's disobeying them. Like a father, not as a judge.
对，所以当我们犯罪的时候呢，神处理方式就像一个父亲一样，他不是一个审判官，他需要把这个罪的后果付上代价，但是他又要需要显明他的爱和恩典。
So when that light shines on a sinner, either they will go far away and hide more into the darkness, or they will fall down before God. And confess their sins and receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior.
所以当那个光照进来的时候呢，或者他会选择我继续的远离，再到黑暗里去，或者他会跪到神的面前去祈求接受神的怜悯和救恩。
Because God says, how can two people walk together unless they agree? If I don't agree with God, how can I walk with Him?
所以神说呢，你如果信和不信两个人怎么能同行呢？就如果我跟神，我不相信他，我跟他不是，认识上是一致的，我们是不可能在一起的。
You remember the first man, Adam, who sinned against God? He hid himself. He went into the darkness to hide himself because of the sin that he committed against God.
记得第一个人哈，亚当，当他犯了罪之后呢，他的第一反应就是躲藏，他要隐从神面前躲起来。
So don't hide yourself. Don't go into the darkness. Go before Christ.
所以不要隐藏你自己，不要走到黑暗里去，就到基督面前去。
And He will give you the light of life.
他会把生命的光赐给你。
And you will always walk in the light, always.
然后你就会永远行在光中，永远。
Okay. Even when you commit sin against God, He is faithful to forgive our sins. We can go to Him every day. We can go to Him.And ask for forgiveness, and He will forgive us. He's faithful and just.
即使我们是犯了罪的，我们也要到他面前去，因为他是信实的，他会赦免我们，他有救恩。那我们要做的就是到他面前去。
So think about these things that life is only in Christ.
对，所以这些我们常常思想这样的事，只有在基督里才有生命。
Outside is nothing but darkness and death.
在外面只有黑暗和死亡。好，我们一起做个结束的祷告。在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样宝贵的话语，也求您帮助我们，让我们真的愿意听见之后能够做正确的决定，是吧？因为这决定是关乎生命的，就是我们愿意接受基督成为我们的救主，我们也愿意把自己的生命交在他的手里，即使我们在最终软弱彷徨的时候我们要做的依然是回转，而不是继续行向黑暗，是吧？谢谢您，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食。祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we want to thank you again and bless you again for your word. Your word is like a lamp, Lord, to our feet as we walk this life of life here on the earth. And Lord, we're thankful that you give us that light.And Lord, we want to pray that Thou would continue to shine Your light upon those that You love and those that are not saved yet, Lord, that You would shine Your light on them and expose that they might flee to the Savior even while there's still time. So So Lord, we just commend this meeting into your hands. Teach us from thy word. Bless our brother Eric, Lord, as we continue on in thy word. We give thee thanks for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now for this next little while that we have, what I thought I'd do is go over the I Ams in the Gospel of John. We looked at one today, I am the light of the world. But there are seven I Ams in the Gospel of John.
那紧跟着的这个小时呢，我们想花一点时间来把约翰福音里七次啊，耶稣七次讲我是，我们把它拎出来哈，一起做一个总结和对比。因为这里呢，我们看见他说我是世界的光。
There are many sevens in the Gospel of John, but this is one of the ones we introduced a little bit about a year ago, but I thought that we would go over it today, just in the little time we have left.
那约翰福音里有很多个七，那这是当中一个哈，他说了七次我是。那我们在刚开始查约翰福音的时候呢， 提过这个七个我是，我们今天做一个稍微做个回顾。
So I'll run through them just very quickly, and then we'll look at them in one at a time. I am the bread of life is the first one.
那第一个呢，他说我是生命的粮。
Then today's is the second one. I am the light of the world.
今天这个讲的是第二次，他说呢，我是世界的光。
The third is I am the door.
第三个呢，他说我是门。
The fourth is I am the good shepherd.
第四个呢，他说我是好牧人。Fifth
is I am the resurrection and the life.
第五个呢，他说我是复活，我是生命。The
sixth is I am the way, the truth, and the life.
第六个呢，他说我是道路、真理和生命。And
the last is I am the true vine.
最后一个呢，他说我是真葡萄树。Now
these seven I Ams, I'm going to write some on the board so you can relax a little bit here for now. Those seven I Ams, they all reveal something about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这七个我是哈，都启示了一部分神的，就耶稣基督的神性啊。
We read in John chapter 20, verse 31. If you go there, we've looked at that verse again and again.
我们看一下约翰福音二十章的三十一节，我们反复回到这一段这一节经文上去。Because
that's John's purpose in writing the book in the first place.
那是这是约翰写这本约翰福音的一个最初的目的。
And we read there in verse 31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，可以因他的名得生命。
Now notice it ends with life. In His name.
这里呢，它是以什么结束的呢？是因他的名得生命。
It would have made perfect sense if we had just said, if the Spirit of God had said that believing you might have eternal life.
为什么圣灵在这里不用这样的表达方式？他说，你相信他，你就得永生呢？
But that life is wrapped up in the person of the Lord Jesus. In His names, they're expressed seven different times.
那这个生命啊，这个永生其实是在耶稣基督里表达出来的，而且是他用七次我是呢，完全的显明给我们看。We
saw that this morning, didn't we?
我们今天早晨看了一部分。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
一切跟从我的不在黑暗中行啊，必要得着生命的光。
Each of these I Ams is related in a couple of ways. Number one, it's related to life. Each of them.
七个我是啊，它彼此都有些联系。那第一层的联系呢，它都讲到了关于生命。
Because we read in John chapter 1, in him was life.
因为我们在约翰福音一章就看见了，在他里面是有生命。
John, maybe we should look at that, John chapter 1. We shouldn't just skip over those things. John chapter 1, verse 4.
约翰福音一章四节。
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
So we don't need to look anywhere else in the universe for the source of life.
我们不需要在宇宙其他地方去找生命的源头。
It's found in the Lord Jesus, who is the source of life.
这就是在耶稣基督里，就是那生命的源头了。
And each of these seven names expresses something about his name where we might have life.
所以这七个我是里面都讲了一小个面哈，一个部分关于他的名，也就是他的生命。
And of course, that name I am is a special name.
而且很特别的是，我是这个词哈，是有特别含义的。
I am is the name of the living God.
我是呢，在旧约里就是耶和华的意思，就是那永生神的名字。
It's the name that God revealed Himself to Moses in the wilderness.
这是在旷野呢，神。耶稣耶和华上帝呢，把自己启示给摩西的时候，说他叫什么，他就叫我是。
I am means the self-existing eternal one.
因为我是呢，就是意味着那自有拥有的、永恒的那一位啊，是无始无终、自有拥有的。
You know, we talk about a future child as they will be.
当我们讲到一个未来要期待要来的孩子的时候呢，我们会用一个将来时啊。
You talk about somebody in the present as they are or I am something.
那如果我们讲到现在，我们现在这个情形，我们会用现在时。
We talk about when we look in the past, we say they were.
那我们看过去发生的事呢，我们会用过去时。
But God is always.The I am.
但是神是永远的我是。
In him is life.
在他里面有生命。
That's what it means, the self-existing eternal one.
这就是这个意思，这个词的意思，就是他本身就是，他不是靠着别的，他是自己就存在，自有拥有。
So the Lord Jesus uses this name, and then he attaches it to certain things.That make us understand something of that life.
所以耶稣呢就用了我是这个名呢，显明他是神呢。然后他又用了一些宾语来让我们明白，我是背后里面丰盛的含义。
That life that was expressed among us, we can understand better the I am if he modifies that and explains that and reveals that.
所以当神用我是来后面的词来定义的时候就让我们更好的理解他也更好的把他自己启示给我们
If some God revealed himself as I am we still would not quite understand that would we in practical terms
上帝跟摩西启示他说他是我是是亚伟啊，就是那个自有拥有的时候我们还不是太明白他在说什么
When the Lord Jesus says I am the bread of lifeNow we can understand through a picture, a word picture.
当耶稣说呢，我是生命的粮，哦，你开始具象化了，你知道啊，他是什么样的形象
？And so those word pictures become his name.
所以这样的一个图像呢，就成了他的名了。
And through the word pictures, we understand who he is, and so we have life through that name. We understand.
所以借着这样的图像呢，我就明白哦，他是什么。然后呢，我就借着这个名，我知道他是谁，我就信靠他的名，我就得着了他里面的生命。
Now the third thing I would say regarding this is that these I ams, they're chosen by John, and they're placed in specific places throughout his gospel.
所以这七个我是呢，是约翰提出来。放在整个约翰福音里不同的地方。
We don't find them all in a chapter, all laid out in a like I'm going to give you.
它并不是像我刚才讲的那样，把这七个呢 像要点一样提出来放在一起的。
Instead, what he does is he places them in a context.
他做的呢，他是把它放在一个故事的上下文里。
And you notice the Gospel of John has a number of discourses where he is in discussion or conversation with people, either an individual or a number of people.
所以你会注意到约翰福音里耶稣呢经常是在一些讲道里啊，他在公开的讲道或者跟人的谈话，或者是一对一的，或者是对众人的，他总是在不停的这样话语的教导中。
And so that in these discourses, these are the contexts that the Lord Jesus then reveals himself as in a certain way.
然后在这些教导里呢，那他启示我是呢，就可以有上下文了，因为他有个故事，然后他在教导里他就启示他我是的一部分，这就完全契合在所有的背景里。
Now, yeah, the third, that was the second thing, by the way. The third point that I make is that the Lord Jesus, these I ams, they are also progressive through the Gospel of John.
然后呢，这七个我是呢，也是递进的哈，它在一点一点往上走，直到最终约翰福音结束。
And so we'll see that as we go along. I'm just going to write them up on the board as we go here.
那我会把它写在黑板上。
The first one, well, we'll put here. I am. So the first, number one. Is I am the bread of life. John's chapter 6, verse.
那第一个我是生命的粮啊，约翰福音六章三十五节。约翰福音六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”这个 I am 这个我是啊，在旧约里就是神回答摩西问他说你是谁，他说我是希伯来语就是亚伟啊，亚伟翻译过来或者音译过来就是耶和华，所以耶和华就是亚伟，就是我是，耶和华的意思就是我是。
So that's the first one, John 6:35.
第一个就是
Remember, what's the context? You can all, we can all talk a little bit about it. You'll have some feedback. What was the context of this statement?
那大家都记得这个上下文吗？就他讲到我是生命的粮，这个故事和他的后面的教导，这个上下文是什么内容？大家记得吗？
Yes, he just fed 5,000.
就他刚喂饱了五千人啊，就是五饼二鱼，就这个上下文了，五饼二鱼。
And he was trying to teach them something.
因为耶稣借着这个例子呢，想要教导他们一些内容。
They were hungry and they were far from home.
所以他们很饿，然后离家也很远，一直跟着在听道。
How could he satisfy them?
那耶稣怎么能满足他们饥饿呢？
Well, he could with bread as a picture.
所以这里就用粮啊，用面包来做一个样，一个例子。
And so how he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he fed up to 10,000, 12,000 people.
用了五个饼两条鱼啊，喂饱了，男人有五千啊，全部。 加起来估计有一万多了。
5,000 men were fed. I'm sure that women were just as hungry.
所以五千个男人啊，那不表明当时的这个妇女的也不饿啊，肯定也是饿的嘛。对。
Now, but he was looking at the spiritual as well.
当然了，他用这个是指向我们灵里啊，他是用做这个来比喻。
They were hungry and far from home too, spiritually.
从属灵上呢，这些人在听到这些人，他们也是饥饿，也远离天上的家。
And so he used this as a picture.
所以他用这个来做了一个图像图景。
And then he says there in verse 32. Did you read verse 32?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Read verse 32 and 33.
32和33节和6章约翰福音，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
And then in verse 34, 35 too.
主啊，他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不可。
What does verse 32 say?
三十二节在说什么意思呢？
Or verse 33, sorry.
三十三节。
The bread of God that came down from heaven, right?
就是神的粮从天上降下来。
So there he is the one that will give life to the world, it says.
所以这就是耶稣他表示。
So、this,
表达自己啊，他说他是要来给世界生命的。
This speaks of his incarnation.
这个在说什么？在说他的道成肉身哈、啊。Incarnation 就他成了肉体到我们中间来，他不只是一个灵了。
His God has sent the bread from heaven, not the manna that he fed the children of Israel with.But the true bread that came down from heaven.
所以耶稣告诉以色列人呢，在旧约的时候，上帝在旷野降玛纳，降给犹太人吃，这只是一个比喻，一个图景。所以真正的粮是他自己，也是从天上降下来到地上给我们吃的。
And then in verse 51, he finishes off his statement here.
然后五十一节呢，他就把他这个。
Verse 51.
五十一节他就把他这个逻辑就结在这了。
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Now the second one, of course, is what we talked about earlier today. We don't have to make many comments on it. The light of the world.
第二个呢，就是我们今天讲到的，它是世上的光。
Of course, that's John 8:12.
这是约翰福音八章的十二节。
And we've talked at length earlier, so we'll just pass right on.
那我们今天早上已经花了很长时间解这一段，我们现在就不讲详细讲。
Just three things that are connected with it for us to be to a little review. First of all, the light convicts, does it not? It exposes.
所以呢，我们讲到光呢，我们知道光是显明我们的罪的。
Secondly, the light.Gives light and life.
光呢？第二呢？它是给生命的。
Just like the sun sustains natural life, the light from heaven is connected with our life.
就像圣子啊，从天而来是要给我们属天的生命啊。
And the third thing we didn't talk about today, but we might as well talk about it now. The light.From heaven or Christ is our guide.
那第三个呢，就是这样的光呢，是我们的向导。
He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We think of a pathway.
所以我们看见了。
Following the Lord.
对，跟从我的，跟从耶稣的，不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。这我们就很明显有个概念，它就像一条路出来了，它照亮我们的路。
Go to Psalm 119 and 105.
我们看一下诗篇的119啊。诗篇119。
The Lord Jesus is not with us today, but we have His Word. You should know this verse by heart.
这是比较著名的一个经文，诗篇119篇的105节。
He said,says here, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my for my path.
你的话就是神的话，是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光啊！这是大家都非常熟悉的一节经文，诗篇的119的105。
Now, if the bread of life, as he says, anybody that believes in him will have the light of life. You can see where the life is connected with each one of these.
所以从第二个你看见他又在讲生命啊，第一个已经在讲生命，他是道成肉身，所以你会看见生命这个词呢，在 I am 在我是的这七个里面呢，它是一个联络所有的一个概念。
See the lifeFor the bread of life, that's the life that came down from heaven, the incarnation.
那第一个呢，是从天而来道成肉身的生命。
Now turn to John 9:5.
来看一下约翰的九章五节。
You could read that, please.
我在世上的时候是世上的光，约翰福音九章五节。
That's his life's ministry while he was here. Read. Did you read it?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
While I am in the world, I am the light of the
world. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
When the Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world, that was during the time of his earthly ministry.
所以呢，他这里讲到的，他是世上的光啊，就是他在地上传道的这一段时间。
We have the light of the Holy Spirit now, as we'll see later on, because this is progressive. You can see the life from heaven, the life on earth, as it was lived.
所以它是一个递进的关系啊。所以 incarnation 呢，就道成肉身呢，它是天上的生命，在耶稣基督里显明。然后呢 ，ministry 呢，是他在地上活出来神的荣美啊，就是他在地上耶稣活过的那段时间所做的工。ministry 就是他的传道的工作。
Now turn to John chapter 10。
再往后翻看约翰福音的十章，它是门了。
I am the door, he says.
他说我是门。
John chapter 10 and verse 9.
九节，十章九节，约翰福音十章九节，我就是门。
In the New International is gate.
对。
But the idea is of an entrance way.
所以不管是 gate 还是 door， 它其实就在讲一个入口的意思。
A gate or a door, it's the entrance to something else, isn't it?
所以门的概念就是去到另外一个地方的一个入口，就是门了。
From one place into another place.
从一个地方进到另一个地方。
You don't have a gate just sitting out in the middle of a field somewhere.
所以你不会在旷野里哈看见有一扇门，那里啥都没有，就是一扇门。这个就没有意义了。
A gate or a door is to separate one area from another.
所以一扇门，它是要 把一个空间和另一个空间全然隔开的这扇门才有意义，否则你就在一个空间里，这个扇门就没有意义了。
Now, in chapter 10, verse 1,
那十章的一节
he says this, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。
The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep.
从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And the watchman opens the gate for him.
看门的就给他开门。
So with the Lord Jesus, the gateman there is, or the watchman is John the Baptist.
所以这个看门人就是施洗约翰了。
He was the one that came before the Lord Jesus to prepare his way.
这他是呢来在耶稣之前来预备道路的。
And so now God had given him a sign that whoever, when he baptized, if there was anyone that the Spirit of God came down and rested upon, John the Baptist was told that was the one that is the one to come, the Messiah.
所以当施洗约翰给耶稣施洗的时候呢，圣灵像鸽子一样降在耶稣身上，耶稣施洗约翰就说这就是那一位要来的。
So in a sense, then he was the watchman.
所以呢，你看这个图景啊，施洗约翰施洗这个图景，你就看得出施洗约翰就是那个看门人。
And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
有一天，他指着耶稣跟他的施洗约翰的门徒说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now,
所以他能认识，所以他是看门人。
The Lord Jesus Himself now is the gate Himself.
但是耶稣是谁？耶稣这时候就是他是那门了。
John the Baptist has passed. Now the Lord Jesus, it's through Him.That we enter from this world into the kingdom of life.
所以施洗约翰他的任务完成之后，他就过去了，他就这一页就翻过去了。这个时候呢，门是谁呢？门就是耶稣自己。那他是分开这个世界和天堂的和神的世界的那扇门。
Again, John chapter 10 and verse 9, he says here, I am the gate or door. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and out and find pasture.
我就是门，十章九节，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and they might have it to the full.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So there we see the connection with life again.
你看这里又和生命，又和生命连起来了。
We pass from this world with its broad way that leads to destruction through the narrow gate that leads to life.
所以这里讲到的就是我们是从什么出来的，是从一个宽路，这个宽路是引向灭亡的。进到一个窄门窄路，这个窄路是引向生命。
The way to life, right? We could say the door or gate or entrance. Maybe we use the word entrance to life. The entrance, then it takes in the door and the gate. Okay.
就到生命，通向生命的门。
And then he talks about life in verse 10, life to the full, or life abundant, as it literally is.
所以十章十节他说，要得的更丰盛，不但要得生命，不但要得救，而且要得神的丰盛的祝福。
The fourth is
第四个是
the good shepherd.
好牧人，我是好牧人，就是往下就是了，十一节就是了。
And that, if you look up there, it's John chapter 10 and verse 11.
10章11节, 约翰福音.
These last two are very closely connected.
所以这两个哈, 第三个, 第四个是非常紧密连在一起.
They're found back to back in the same discourse.
他们是在同一个讲道, 迅速连续讲出来的.
Some combine these two together.
有的, 学者是把他们两个结合在一起的.
But most Bible teachers look at them separately, and there is a distinction between the two.
大部分的圣经学者是把他们分开来解释的, 的确他们俩中间还是有区别。
John chapter 10 and 11, did you read that?
No, yet. 我是好牧人, 好牧人为羊舍命, 11节。
There again, life there is mentioned, but what's mentioned in relation to the Good Shepherd?
怎么样能够提到这个好牧人的这个样子啊, 在这里?
What is it?
这是什么呢? 好牧人是什么样子?
Remember, we're looking at somewhere we're looking at life within each one of these.
我们每一个里面都会讲到生命啊, 这里讲到的好牧人怎么跟生命联系起来?
The incarnation, he's
guidance.
What's that?
Guidance.
Yeah,
the shepherd gave them
life. Yeah, he gave his life.
Yeah. They said the same thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to believe them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
就是呢，他们俩讲的意思是一样的，就是呢，这个牧人呢，把自己的生命舍了，来当好牧人。所以这个好牧人跟生命的联系是，他是用命来牧养，用他的生命来牧养和拯救的。
When we're talking about life, and suddenly we come to the fact of death.
所以当我们讲到生命的时候呢，我们却突然看见了死啊！这个死是谁的死？ 是耶稣基督的死，牧人的死。
This is the middle of the seven, is it not?
第四个哈是七个里面的中间一个。And
it speaks of the very fact that it's through his death that we can get life.
所以 借着他的死，我们却得了生命啊！这就是最奇妙的地方。And
this is a big one. We don't have time to go into it very much. We will later on because we'll be going on into that chapter. But just a quick review. He gives his life for the sheep, verse 11 and 14 and 16.
我们以后查到那里呢，还会再讲啊。今天只是稍微提一下。那他十一节讲到他是好牧人。 14节也讲他是好牧人 16节他也是说他是牧人
I don't know if I got that right or not Verse 16
Yeah 14
Other sheep Well that's us isn't it
Yeah
The first sheep pens were those believers that the Lord Jesus had when he was on earth who he gathered together, his disciples, on earth. But after his death, there would be other sheep, and that's you and me.
所以14节到16节讲到了两群羊啊, 前面有一群, 16节说我另外还有羊, 这是谁呢? 前面那群是耶稣在地上的时候, 其实就指犹太人, 他们在的时候, 耶稣聚集在他身边的, 那是一群羊, 但是之后呢, 另外的那群羊是谁呢? 就是我们了, 就是我们在座的, 所有的外邦人。
And verse 27 and verse 28, we read that he gives us eternal life as a result of his death.
27和28节啊, 你会看见我又, 28节, 他说, 我又赐给他们永生, 他们永不灭亡。
Did you read those two verses?
27 to 28.
Yeah, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish.
Okay. 我的羊也听我的声音, 我也认识他们, 他们也跟着我, 我又赐给他们永生, 他们永不灭亡。
And no one can snatch them out of my hand, and my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I am my Father are one.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去, 我父把羊赐给我, 他比万有都大。 谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去，我与父原为一。
But it's death for the Lord Jesus, but it's eternal life for us.
所以，对耶稣来说是死亡，对于我们来说却是永生。他为我们舍命，给我们永生。
Okay, moving along here quickly. Number five.
第五个。
The resurrection and the life. That's John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. And we'll get.
十一章二十五节二十六节啊，约翰福音十一章二十五和二十六节，耶稣对他说，就对马大说。复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？所以耶稣是复活，是生命。中文翻译他没有讲的我是，他说复活在我，生命也在我，原文还是我是，我是复活，我是生命。
Okay. That's death on the cross here. I'll just put this underneath here. That's that one there. Okay. The resurrection and the life. That's future resurrection.
这是未来的，未来的复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51 there we read there that...
读一点关于复活的内容。哥林多前书十五章五十一节，临前十五章都是在讲复活。
15 and verses 51 down to verse 54.
直到54节
or 55, yeah.
和55节
Could you read that? 51
to 55? 51节哈，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，你们不都是要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一瞬时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？你的毒钩在哪里？就是哥林多前书的十五章五十一节。到五十四。这讲到了我们的复活。
So, when we're talking now in relation to his I ams, it's easy to see in the resurrection that is connected with life. He says, I am the resurrection. He said, not only am I the resurrection, but I'm the life. Not only is he the power to raise from the dead,But that life is his life.
所以他是复活，他是生命啊，这肯定跟生命有关系，因为他不但能让人从死里复活，生命的源头就在他的生命里面。
And then, of course, when we think of glorification with him as well, we won't just talk about that right now. We'll get to that eventually.
接着呢，我们要看他的荣耀了啊。这就是第六个，它是道路、真理和生命。约翰福音十四章六节，也是非常著名的一个经文，非常重要的。约翰福音十四章六节，我就是道路、真理、生命。
John 14 and 6. Well, just a minute. We're jumping ahead a little bit. But there's the I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what is the context of that?
那这个是什么呢？这个上下文什么意思呢？
He had told his disciples he's going away.
他要告诉他的门徒啊，他要走了。这个时候。
To say they were disappointed is hardly...Understand is you can hardly understand what they felt.
所以你很难完全理解他们的感受啊，但肯定是很失望，因为门徒们不舍得耶稣走。
They left everything: their businesses, their families, their homes.
因为 门徒们把一切都舍弃了、啊、他们的生意打鱼的他们这个家人他们都是舍弃了一切跟随主的。
Now he's telling them that after he had said follow me, he's telling them he's going away.
在耶稣说你要跟从我之后呢耶稣说我要走了这个门徒会很失望的。
And they were concerned, they were troubled, their hearts were troubled.
所以他们的心啊就很忧伤啊门徒的心就很忧伤。
But he said, don't let your hearts be troubled.
所以主啊你们主说你们的心不要忧伤。
You believe in God.
你们相信神呢
Believe also in me.
你就要相信我。
He says, in my father's house are many mansions.
他说我父的家有很多的房子。
He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我要去呢是要给你们预备地方的预备住处的。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again.
如果我要去预备给你们地方呢我总是要回来再接你们去的。
So that you can be with me.
你就会跟我们你们就会跟我永远在一起了。
And they said, well, how do we know? Where how do we know to get to?
门徒们就说，这我怎么知道呢？我们怎么知道到哪里去呢？到怎么才知道？
He said, I am the way, the truth, and I'm the life.
所以耶稣就说了这句话，我是道路、真理和生命。
Nobody comes to the Father but by me.
没有人不借着我能到父那里去。
He's talking there about his ascension to the Father's right hand.
所以他在讲他要升到父神的右边啊坐在那里。
And that they can come too as they have to come through him. I am the way into the Father's presence.
所以有一天他们会看见他就是到父神的家那唯一的道路就是借着耶稣。
And I am the life. Again.
再一次他讲了我是生命。
The way, the truth, and the life.
道路、真理和生命。
Now the last one here.
最后一个。
We got one more.
15. 十五章啊，十五章一节啊，约翰福音十五章一节。
That's the true vine.
它是真葡萄树啊。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15 and verse 1.
十五章一节啊。我是真葡萄树。
Now is just before he goes to the cross.
这个时候他是在上十字架的前夜。
It'd only be a few hours before he's taken captive.
他要被抓呢，只剩下几个小时了。
And then he's going to die upon the cross.
紧跟着呢，他会被钉死在十字架上。
He's going to be going away from his disciples, but he said, I'm going to come back to you by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send another comforter.
那耶稣说呢，我去啊，必要再回来，而且呢，他应许要赐圣灵，就是呢，保惠师。
He'll dwell in you and be with you.
他要住在你啊，也与你同住。
And having the Holy Spirit, he says, you can have fellowship with me and the Father.
所以借着圣灵呢，我们就能够与神、与圣子有爱的团契、爱的关系。
But he says that he's going to come by the Holy Spirit, not physically.
所以他说他借着圣灵来啊，不是物体有形的能看见的这么来。
He's talking about Pentecost.
他是在讲未来五旬节要发生的圣灵配降的那么一个过程。
At Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit descended to indwell the believers.
那五旬节发生了什么呢？就是圣灵降下来住在圣徒当中。
To infill them with that life of Christ itself.
那在圣徒的里面呢？充满从天而来的生命啊，就圣灵注定了里面来的生命就在我们里面。
And he gives them their mandate, which is effective today. This is the lesson for today.
那这是今天依然对我们有意义的教导，是这样的。
How do we glorify God today?
我们今天怎么能够荣耀神的名呢？
By bringing forth much fruit.
就是结果子，结很多的葡萄。
In John chapter 15 and verse 1, we read that I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener.
我是真葡萄树，十五章一节，我父是栽培的人。
Now verses 5 and 6.
五节和六节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
He says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers, and such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。
But he says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
So the Lord Jesus said, if you remain in me, that is, I am the source of life. And as disciples, we draw from that life to produce fruit for the Savior.
所以耶稣说你要在我里面，我是生命的源头，所以只有在我里面你才可能成为生命结果子的这个生命。
That's to the glory of God, the Father.
这样的果子呢，是为了父神的荣耀。
So there we have, in a sense, the life. Every one of those there is mentions the life.
所以呢，某种程度你看，这七个都提到了关于生命的概念。
And it also you can see the progression down through the ministry and life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你也看见这渐进的过程，讲到了耶稣基督在地上他的服事。
And now we are waiting the Lord's return.
所以我们现在在哪呢？我们现在在等候耶稣的再来。
Until that time, the lesson we learned from Pentecost, the indwelling life of God within us in Christ.
所以在五旬节的时候啊，圣灵降下来，就住在每一个圣徒里面了。
Now we can bring forth fruit to the glory of our Father.
然后借着我们里面的圣灵，我们就能够结出果子，这个果子就能荣耀父神的名。
If we remember to remain in the vine,
只要前提就是什么呢？我们连在枝子上。
For without me, you can do nothing.
因为我们若不连在上面呢，就没有耶稣，我们什么也做不了。
My time is gone. We have 40 seconds.
我们时间差不多了啊。好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Oh, our gracious God and our heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for your word, and we want to thank you most of all for your beloved Son who came to teach us about his Father.And Lord, we want to thank you again that we have life in him, and outside of him there is no life. There is only death and darkness outside of him. We thank thee for the great I Ams that he spoke to those around him, and even in this world, Lord, we read about him as the great I Am. He is our all in all, and Lord, we want to thank you again for thy beloved Son. We adore him, and we worship him, and we praise him.And Father, we love him because he first loved us. So our Father, we thank thee for each and every one that came out this morning. We pray that the word of God might sink into their hearts, that they might enjoy this knowledge that they get from time to time as they read the word of God, and that they might appreciate how wonderful of a Father you are, and what a great Savior we have. So our Father, we want to thank you and ask for thy blessings as we part. Bring us together again in thy will, Lord. We look forward to the time that we might look into thy word together and learn. So we give thee thanks now and ask thy blessings in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.